code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On the 10th of September, 2000, and... No, it's not the 10th today. Or is it the 10th today? I think it must be. Yeah, it's the 10th of September, 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and download as much of the previous talks as you can handle, because there's a lot of information in there that'll shatter your worldview. It'll shatter your reality if you understand how old this old agenda has been rolling along here and where it's going to and what it plans to do with most of the humans on Earth. They have big, big plans for humanity, at least for some of humanity, the ones that leave alive at the end of it. And they will be used as a new building material to create new super slaves to serve the elite. And then they'll stop, they'll work on the cops and the military because they won't need them anymore, and they'll do away with the bureaucracy, they won't need them anymore, and I hope those people are listening to what I'm saying. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download, written in the various languages of Europe. Print them up, pass them around to your friends. And don't overload your friends when you first start to approach them with these particular topics, because they live in the TV mentality, the TV reality, the reality that's been given to them since childhood, and they cannot believe that there are big, big plans to do them in, basically. Plans which have already been on the go at doing them in since they were born, in fact, through inoculations and various other means. And we are really, really on a roll as this thing unfurls, this big, big plan unfurls itself openly to the public. It's just, again, it's how you perceive things. Your perceptions have been distorted. That is the goal of psychological operations, who do use the mainstream media. I have all the documentation here, which is unclassified documentation from the PSYOPs organizations in the United States and Canada. They do use the mainstream media, and they say right in their own recent documentation on this topic of propaganda that they do target specific people within society, and the whole idea is to distort perception on events. They do it quite legally, because after all, they work for those who make the law. But I've been telling people for years that we've been under attack from before we were born. Our mothers were too, and our fathers. Our children in the womb have been under attack through having inoculations specified to prevent certain problems. It's strange how, for millions of years, people across the planet, even those in the third world countries today, that keep complaining about her having too many children, that don't seem to have the problem that medicine is going to solve and prevent all these disorders, etc. And isn't it strange, the more science has come in to taking over the role of pre- and postnatal care, our health has just plummeted. Autism has skyrocketed. The UN has officially said that the IQ level is lower, they have a new lower IQ level from normal. And we all have autoimmune problems in one form or another. Quite amazing what science has done to us, isn't it? Everyone is getting cancers, and that's normal too. Everything's suddenly normal. We have been bioengineered. We have been under biowarfare attack from all these agencies that are now authorities that are set up to help us. And we'll be back with more about this after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
The world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. I should have mentioned before I go into this article that you can order books. There's a new one out from my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can also order DVDs and CDs of talks I've given in the past on the same website. And you can donate as well. That keeps me going. I don't accept the money from advertisers. I try and keep that part separate. And, of course, advertising is necessary to keep the stations going. And that pays for all the costs and engineers and all the other bills you have to pay. But for me, I do this because it must be done. And I was so sick of watching the old Patriot system going round in circles in the same old arguments ad nauseum and never seeing the big picture. So it helps me out if you can go to my website, buy some of the books and so on. Even if you have them, you can buy more and pass them around. And you can donate as well. That will keep me in food and shelter. And it enables me to pay for the cost for this, running this stuff as well. From this side, is expensive too. Now, as I say, we've been under attack from biowarfare. Canada, good old quiet Canada, under the pristine snows, has a lot of dirt on it. Canada has led the world since World War II, in fact, during World War II, in the sciences of creating bacterium and viruses for warfare purposes. And that was disclosed in a book written by a Canadian journalist who worked for the Toronto Star called Deadly Allies. The book is Deadly Allies, and it says Canada's Secret War. Quite amazing what old quiet Canada has been up to. And then, about maybe 12 years ago, 13 years ago, it leaked out from London during a demonstration about the GMO crops that they were trying to bring into Britain through Parliament. It leaked out that Canadians have been using this and eating this as the guinea pigs for 10 years, and we hadn't been told. Then the government came out and had to admit it in the mainstream media, and they said quite blithely that they'd made a deal with the big corporations like Monsanto, a secret deal to grow and test this stuff on the public. Then they dragged out the big UN, Canadian United Nations propagandist, David Suzuki, the guy who does the nature films for children and tells us how wonderful animals and fish and all that are and insects and things that bite you. And he's a geneticist, and he also put his weight behind it, like, so what? What's the big deal? Well, guess what? The Canadians seem to be in the first ones, too. They've been tested with the clones, cattle, and pigs probably, too, and so on. We've been eating it for a few years, and we weren't told. You know, democracy is wonderful. Why don't you go and vote, eh? What a scam. What a scam. And this is from Wednesday, September the 10th, in the Gazette. The Gazette. I just broke out this particular story. And it says here, are we ready for dining on clones? No labels on clone food in US, FDA says, by Alex Roslin, The Gazette, published Saturday, September 6. Canadians may have been consuming food from clones for years without knowing it, despite a Health Canada ban. Well, don't let that stop them, eh? That's one of the surprising revelations, very surprising, from documents on cloning from the Canadian Food Inspection Agency obtained under the Access to Information legislation. About 800 cloned dairy cattle produced through an early version of cloning called embryonic cell nuclear transfer and from embryo splitting have been registered in Canada since the 80s. Said a CFIA background paper, cloning, written in 2006. Says the CFIA paper said food from these clones may be sold to Canadian consumers. There is generally no restriction on the marketing of products or byproducts or the progeny of animal clones that are produced using the embryo splitting technique in Canada or elsewhere, it said. The CFIA paper didn't say whether milk from the cloned cows was indeed sold to consumers. An agency spokesperson didn't respond to a request for comment. Well, they don't have to. They're above that, aren't they? They're above responding to the public, all these, you know, civil servants and so on. Health Canada, however, says no food from clones, including embryonic cell nuclear transfer clones, may be sold in the country. It doesn't say they won't be. They say it may be sold in the country. It shouldn't be on the market, said Paul Duchesne, a department spokesman. Embryonic cell nuclear transfer was used in the 80s and 90s, but was replaced in the mid-90s by an improved technique called somatic cell nuclear transfer cloning, which replicates an adult animal instead of an embryo. Donald Coover, a Kansas veterinarian who said he has sold clones under semen to farmers in the U.S. for years, said hundreds of embryonic cell nuclear transfer clones were produced in the U.S. and that their meat and milk quietly entered the U.S. food supply without any official safety review. You see, when you see that happening, as it must be, there's another reason behind it, and we'll find that health-wise down the road, not too shortly either. He says very likely the same thing happened in Canada. Nobody at the time made a big deal about it. This is from the agencies, all these multifarious agencies that won't let you get vitamins shortly. When they check into everything else, but they just didn't make a big deal about this thing at the time. And now that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has okayed cloned food for human consumption, The CFIA again seems to have no plan for keeping it out of the country, according to an internal email sent by a manager at the agency. CFIA has no specific regulatory controls for animal clones, said the email from February the 14th, a month after the FDA's decision last January. There are no special tracking provisions. The issue of tracking food from clones is complicated by the fact that the FDA had decided not to label the food, and there's no way to test whether a particular animal is a clone. Now, that's utter lies, because they've been tagging, they made it law to tag all the cattle and all the animals over a year ago. So they've been doing that. They know exactly where they come from. All we've had are some preliminary discussions on the feasibility of detection, said an CFIA official, who spoke off the record because she is not authorized to talk with journalists. Nothing has been put in place and no policies have been created around that. So, there you go. We're not just guinea pigs. I'll tell you why we're not guinea pigs. You see, they know what it's going to do to the human body. We've been bioengineered for a long time. They know exactly what it will have in effects on the human body. It's just like the cloned and spliced potatoes they gave us, all the different things they put into the new potatoes. Even though they were causing tumors in rats and mice, they waved it ahead for the humans. And look at the effects. Look at the cancer rates shoot up. There's hardly a person up today that's not on Zantac. Quite amazing, isn't it? And then you go to all the other articles that they've got out on food. As they push for us all to become vegetarians, you probably all know that the United Nations has come out, the top guy in the United Nations, in charge of the global warming debate, and he's said that we're going to stop eating meat. Well, I told you years ago that was their agenda. They must make you stop eating meat. Because they're copying the old system of India, where the Brahmins had all the peasants dumbed down and stupid, pretty thin and weak, and they couldn't think too clearly about how they were dominated. It works very well. And here it is, shun meat, says UN climate chief. This is from the BBC, I think. And what day is on this? September the 7th, Richard Black. People should consider eating less meat as a way of combating global warming, says the UN's top climate scientist, Rajendra Pachauri, who chairs the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. This is this big official body that's going to change our whole way of living. This bunch that they're absolutely convinced there's climate change and that we're causing it. It's kind of odd, because if you look back in the old school books, primary school books, they'll tell you that the scientists had said, when I was young, that they'd already found out there's 100 or maybe 150 ice ages before us, with massive warming periods in between. There's never been stability, and most of these ice ages happened before there was any humanity on the planet. So, this Rajendra Pachauri will make the call at a speech in London on Monday evening on this very topic. The UN figures suggest that meat production puts more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere than transport. I wonder if they're also including all the planes that are spraying the sky with all this goo that comes down and alters the weather. But a spokeswoman for the UK's National Farmers Union said methane emissions from farms were declining. Dr. Pachauri has just been reappointed for a second six-year term as chairman of the Nobel Prize-winning IPCC, the body that collates and evaluates climate data for the world's governments. See, here you have a bunch now in charge of the world's climate at the United Nations, and every federal government has their own department that's subservient to this IPCC at the United Nations. This is how they dominate the world. It's quite easy. Centralize, get everyone to go through treaties into a system, and then you put your bosses in at the guys who are in charge of the treaties at the United Nations. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization has estimated that direct emissions from meat production account for 18% of the world's total greenhouse gas emissions, he told BBC News. That's a lot of hot air to me. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to piece some of the things together for you. And before we go to the callers, I'm going to go on with this other topic, which there's only one reason why they want you off meat. And in this, no doubt this article will have a lot of criticism because it's outside the agenda. It's on the BBC from Tuesday the 9th, 2008. September the 9th, 2008. And it says here, vitamin may prevent memory loss. A vitamin found in meat, fish, and milk may help stave off memory loss in old age, a study has suggested. Older people with lower than average vitamin B12 levels were more than six times likely to experience brain shrinkage, researchers concluded. I guess they all want us to have small brains, shrunken brains. The University of Oxford study published in the journal Neurology tested the 107 apparently healthy volunteers over a five-year period. Some studies suggested two out of five people are deficient in the vitamin. The problem is even more common among the elderly, and recent moves to supplement bread with folic acid caused concern that this could mask B12 deficiency symptoms in older people. The Oxford study looked at a group of people between 61 and 87, splitting it into thirds depending on the participants' vitamin B12 levels. Even the third with the lowest cell levels were still above a threshold used by some scientists to define vitamin B12 deficiency. However, they were still much more likely to show signs of brain shrinkage over the five-year period. So then they go into the ways you can offset this, but this is really a rehash of something they've known all along, because Dr. Devlin, who was a doctor and psychiatrist in Britain, I think he died in the 70s, had done all of this experimentation before, and he injected multivitamins into people intramuscular over a 1 or 2 month period, and they had massive improvements until they were pretty well almost compos mentis again. The only thing is, though, the British medical system said it was just costing too much money. Too much money. You can get a sex change quite easily, but that costs too much money. It's not on the cards. And I'm going to take a caller from the UK now. That's Russell, since he's hanging on long distance. Are you there, Russell? Hello, Russell? Nope. Oh, you're there. Okay.
Hi, Helen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Hi, good evening. Great show, great material. I'm a first-time caller, and I just have two questions for you.
Yeah.
The first one is, what's your take against the background of this bioengineering agenda?
Yeah.
What's your take on Codex Alimentarius? And should we be afraid?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt whatsoever. It goes along with the writings of Malthus, Thomas Malthus, in the 1800s, mm-hmm. who advocated restricting diets of people, because they knew then that certain vitamins, minerals, and so on, if they were restricted in actual food, would cause people to be rather slow of wit, to put it mildly, and easily led, good workers. They'd have enough energy just to work, but not too much to rebel or to think too heavily on any particular topic. So we know for a fact that the food we're getting today is so processed, and the modified food is so deficient in minerals and vitamins, on purpose, I guarantee you, that they don't want you being able to supplement through vitamins, etc., unless you have a prescription. That's where it's going to go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with the food, particularly in the UK, a lot of our food is imported into the UK, and I imagine all the nutrients and proteins are irradiated out of that food as it's coming into the country anyway.
I'll tell you a good little story. There was a company a few years ago sued in Canada. Their job was to put back in synthetic vitamins that they'd taken out of the corn for making cornflakes. And they hadn't fulfilled their contract. They were only putting in about 5% of what they were supposed to do. But what amazed me was, why were they taking the natural vitamins out of it in the first place to supplement it with synthetics?
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for your response. Moving on to the second one. I don't know whether you're familiar with this by-election in the UK recently, where the Shadow Home Secretary David Davis stood on a civil liberties platform and was unopposed. Is that just an example of controlled opposition?
It's hard to say. It's almost like I do know that the system that runs this world go through a form of legality where they'd mock the victim by exposing what's been happening to the victim. So I don't know if the man was serious or not, or if he's kept his position or been demoted. That would tell us something.
Well, he certainly kept his position because the government refused to put up a candidate against him, calling it a publicity stunt.
Uh-huh.
And he went back into Parliament virtually unopposed.
Yes.
Well, it just seemed ironic that he's a member of a government. he's not a member of the government. He's a member of the shadow government.
Yeah.
And I doubt this extra surveillance that's sort of widespread across the UK will change with a change of government. And
yes,
he appears to be standing on a civil liberties platform.
Yeah.
And also, I believe he has personal relationships with one of the main mouthpieces for civil liberties.
Okay, hold on, back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we're talking to Russell from the UK concerning a politician who did come out into the open and say everything which everyone else was talking about on the street. And that was that the UK was losing all of its rights, and people, the citizens, were losing all of the rights that they've ever fought for. They've been scrapped, basically, by this British type of homeland security. And now it turns out that this particular politician is back in with his boys, where he was paid off, who knows, or promised a promotion to a higher position, we don't know. Will he ever speak out again? We don't know. But he definitely did verbalize the thoughts of millions of people by stating plainly which they already knew. Okay, Russell?
Yeah, hi, thanks, Alan. Finally, I'll get off the phone so to give somebody else an opportunity to call in. But for somebody who's reasonably new to this agenda, researching this agenda, you can end up mind-bombed. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of recommended reading that would really give you a real shortcut to this agenda and the history of this agenda?
Yeah, definitely the history of the agenda is written by Professor Carl Quigley. In two books. One is called The Anglo-American Establishment. It's about the creation of the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, which became the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Its goal was to be world government. And he goes through the machinations of this group, very powerful, very wealthy, and obviously completely backed by the British system, I mean aristocracy. And he also gives you more in the other book called Tragedy and Hope. So he fills in all the blank spots in history over the last 150, 200 years, and tells you the whys of things, and he tells you the system. He sees it right in it. He says the new system we are bringing into place with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs is a new feudal society where the feudal overlords will work with government, and they will be the new CEOs of international corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll do for me, Alan. I appreciate you taking this call. Thank you very much. Great show, great material, and keep it going.
Yeah, thanks
okay.
for calling.
Thank you.
And I'll take another long distance. I've got Justin in the UK as well. Are you there, Justin?
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Not so bad.
Hi, well, calling from the UK, the weather warfare hasn't been so intense over the past couple of days, but there we go. I'm sure it'll start up again soon.
Yes.
Right, I'll just ask you this quick question. I don't know if you'll be able to help. Of course, as you mentioned before, this manifestation of the New Age phenomena, which various people have mentioned as just the Old Age ideology and philosophy and Eastern mysticism.
Mm-hmm.
You get so many people, I've been involved in it, you know, where people are in different stages of waking up, and they get mired in much of the New Age phenomena, which says that we are living in a holographic reality that is not real. You know, things that you don't have to worry about these manifestations with the global elite, you know, because we ought to take care of things quite easily.
Yeah,
there's all sorts of worrying things.
Tell you not to look at the negative.
yeah, that's the thing I've encountered, which I've, you know, detached myself from now. Yeah. I was wondering if you could comment on this whole New Age phenomena in this so-called truth movement.
Yeah.
Its connections to the term Aryan, which was epitomized in a Nazi regime, and how it connects to Hinduism, Buddhism in the Eastern mystic tradition. I know this is quite a large question, but perhaps you could link things, how it's manifested from the East through to the Nazi regime and into the modern New Age phenomenon.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that they chose that Masonry itself, Freemasonry, is basically formulated on Hinduism. And Madame Blavatsky came out with The Secret Doctrine, the book The Secret Doctrine, if you want to waste your money on it. And she was sent out to promote this and to get females into the new female lodges. They're called side lodges, although they have no official credence. And that's from Albert Pike and Albert Mackay, who were the official historians for Freemasonry. They say they've got no official credence. They simply use the females. But they had to get them on board. And Blavatsky said quite openly that her job was to blend the religions of the East, she meant Hinduism, with Christianity for the New Age. And that was reiterated in the Scottish Rite's journal called The New Age, the monthly journal back in the 50s and 60s. They said that the same thing, they'd bring this Hinduistic philosophy in with Christianity and merge it and prepare the minds of millions to walk into the New Age. There's no doubt that Hitler did use theosophy, so did his Himmler. They were real theosophists, they were total believers in it. Hess, as well, was a complete believer in theosophy. They all had Blavatsky's book, and they did believe that there were four previous ages of the Aryan race, and that the end, this is from the Brahmanistic books, basically. They believe that there are cycles the world goes through into millions, billions of years, and at the end of each time, those who are most advanced and developed or evolved, evolution is the word that was borrowed by Darwin, they come into the New Age. All the inferior types must be destroyed because they will cause havoc if they come into a New Age. That's the philosophy this whole New World Order is actually running on. Yeah.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I did watch a documentary earlier, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Gods, I think it's Gods of the New Age.
Yes, that's right.
Interesting documentary on Hinduism and Hatha Yoga and how very strange behavior I recommend anyone to watch that documentary to get a hold on this whole Eastern mystic tradition.
Yeah, I put it up on my site. I put the link there on my site.
All right, I didn't notice that link. I encountered it somewhere else.
Yeah, I put it up there for people to go into and have a look-see for themselves. They don't realize that in India, the guru is actually a god. He's classified as a god.
Yes.
And so they want to become gods. And, of course, Shirley MacLaine did it too, with her books on her becoming a god, you know, and so on. But that's the ultimate intent within this New Age religion. And it's so amazing because when they need a dentist, they have to go and run and get a better god than they are, or a doctor, you're a doctor, a god, but they can't cure themselves. But they walk around and strut around believing they've achieved complete illumination. It's quite amazing to see the folly of the ego in humanity.
Yes, very good. One other quick question, I'll leave it to other callers. When Blavatsky talked about this whole thing with the hidden masters, is it just a rather simple, prosaic explanation for this? Is that the hidden masters are simply those who are not seen, who are running this world? Is this what she refers to?
That's partly what they believe. Now, that is true. You have those behind the scenes. Carl Quigley touched on them. They're called technocrats. They're the ones behind the scenes with the real power. They're unelected people. That the Morris Strongs of this world and Kissingers and so on, but they also believe that they're being guided, and Morris Strong definitely believes this. He does all the meditation to these other hidden masters on the other side who have been before and are perfected and live in the spirit realm and channel to him. They really believe in this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And of course, what they believe by those who are back on Earth, like Morris Strong, they were already perfected, and they didn't have to come back here. They only came back here to guide mankind. That's what they say. Yeah.
Yeah, they came back by choice. They chose their own life, what they reincarnated as.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Like in the end of the Republic, is when the whole myth of Ur.
Yes.
I guess is a similar sort of scenario with the belief that they can reincarnate as they wish.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Alan. Well, thanks very much for answering my question. I'll leave it to other callers.
And thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Now I've got Mike in New York. Are you there, Mike?
Hi, good evening, Alan.
Good evening.
Hi. Alan, I was just listening to the latest audio download from Red Eyes Creations.
Yeah.
And I paraphrased the guy that was talking, but he basically said that a number of researchers kind of get stuck in a global conspiracy paradigm, which results in arrested development, given that this paradigm then becomes their reality, and they essentially become stuck and are unable to transcend that thought process. He also made the comment that, you know, a kind of a snide comment. He said, we all know who these people are, and I took that as possibly a veiled reference to you. I think he sort of gave it away, though, with his claim that the way out of this is to stop thinking and to let your mind connect with the sort of nebulous transcendency.
Yes, the universal consciousness, yeah.
Yeah, so what... Yeah, you know, but do you agree, though, that there's a danger of people getting stuck in this conspiracy sort of paradigm and they become sort of paralyzed and unable to live their own lives?
Well, there are people who become so fearful that they can neutralize themselves out of action. Now, I know who you're talking about because I was asked to join that bunch if I go along with reptiles and tarot cards and shark cards and all that, card sharks.
When you say that bunch, are you referring to Red Ice Creations or...?
Red Ice Creations made a deal with those guys to do a series of DVDs and so on.
Okay.
And part of the deal was that they get me off the show.
Oh, okay.
And the reason was because I'd been approached by certain parties in that particular deal. If I just go along with the space alien agenda and the reptilians and all the rest of it, I'd be sitting pretty, and I'd do very well in life, and all doors would open. I said, no. I said, I know you work for MI5 and 6 like Crowley, and I don't want any part of it.
Okay, well, that puts that to rest. I'll get off the phone, and hopefully a guy with an American accent will call in.
Okay.
Okay, cheers.
Bye now. And now we've got Rick in California. Are you there, Rick?
Hi there. Hey, Alan?
Yes.
Hi there. Oh,
I am.
Yes, I have a couple questions I wanted to ask about. You had mentioned on Monday, I think, about the green versus the red international postal money orders.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, because I sent something in a couple weeks ago, and I hope I didn't make the mistake and send the green one. I hope I sent the right one.
Nothing's coming in recently on green, I don't think.
Okay.
But once in a while, I get it. I send it back, though, you know.
Okay, so did you get a red one? Because I sent one.
I get more than one red one, but I don't know which one's whose.
Okay, good. Okay, I want to be sure that I sent the right one, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I wanted to ask about was the Hadron Collider going into effect today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, not believing all the fear-mongering about this going to cause a black hole to eat up the Earth, mm-hmm. but not believing the official story either that it's a study to Big Bang and all that. What is the real purpose behind this why they would take millions and millions from the taxpayers and to build a collider? What's the real reason?
Well, the first thing they do with anything like this is weaponry.
Uh-huh.
Weaponry, the military is always at the advanced guard, or they are the advanced guard of all research and development for all technologies, and the first application is always weaponry mm-hmm. and what can be done with it. But now where I live, not far from me, is a little village called Coniston. And Coniston has the world's largest underground particle beam accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't find an entrance to it. It's been on the news and the whole thing, but you can't find an entrance anywhere, so it must be miles away. And they're also building a large one, a surface one, to the north of Sudbury. So this is big. It's big bucks. But, yeah, the first dibs goes into the military always, yeah.
Now, what kind of weaponry would they build with it? Because, and how could they contain it if it's, you know, using a heavy, giant ion collider? Would they use it to build certain particles, to make certain particles so that they could use them and contain them maybe and store them and then use them on combat fields or something? Or
no, I don't think it's so easy to store them. They can certainly use them. But one theory was they can certainly punch holes through mountains with them and stuff like that. They're also talking about it being useful and creating underground tunnels, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility, yeah.
I see. Okay, and then the last question I have to ask is, it seems like every between the ages, there's sort of a blossoming of democracy, like in the last one was in Greece, you know?
Yeah.
And that was between the Pisces and the Aries, but then the one before that was this Babylonian reformer named Urukagina. They said he was the first to govern government. So is it that they create democracy or an apparent reform of government in order to create upheaval, to change from one age to the other?
They do. There's no doubt that they have formula. In fact, if you look at the ancient histories of China,
mm-hmm.
China had tried democracy, fascism, socialism, and all the other isms thousands of years ago. And it's in their histories, which are available. It's quite fascinating. And they know it's a formula. One goes to the next, to the next, to the next. And the Greek philosophers also said that democracy always ends up in communism, then dictatorship.
Yeah. Was the Chinese experiment done between two ages as well?
Well, 3,000 years ago, the communists were trying all of this, and it's in their official history books, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, thank you very much, Alan, for answering my questions. You have a good day.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
And now there's Bernard in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Bernard?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay, first question. Who authorized Cecil Rhodes to do what he did in regard to the furtherance of the British Empire?
I have no doubt it was from the crown itself.
Okay.
You see, it's a great scheme because Cecil Rhodes actually started the South African War with mercenary troops and so on. And when Britain doesn't want to really be blamed for something. They used these techniques, and his job was to get that whole thing going for the British to come in and take over.
Right.
And he had the Jamestown raid. He even brought reporters over to lie about it and say that the South Africans had attacked the British.
Right.
So they're famous for that. So definitely, now Cecil Rhodes' organization ends up being the Royal Institute. It means it's got a royal charter to exist by royalty.
Why is it they always seem to get their funding from Carnegie, Rockefeller, and basically the new money, but you don't, I never
Yeah,
see
well,
that.
What happened was Pike mentioned this, Albert Pike mentioned this. He said, we shall accumulate money by all means possible, even the stock market, and become the masters over the masters of the world. And what he was referring to was the creation of institutes that would go under the guise of charity. And you'll find the same things from the writings of Adam Weishaupt. He talked about creating foundations as front groups to fund the NGO organizations. Hold on, and we'll be back after this message.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. We're talking to Bernard from Pennsylvania, who was talking about the foundations and so on. Well, the foundations are these institutes that were set up to fund money to organizations which would lead to culture, which would lead the pressure on government to make laws and pass laws, pretending they're speaking on behalf of the public. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of non-governmental organizations all get paid full-time salaries. They even have office buildings with pension plans and all the rest of it for these NGO workers, funded by these big recommendations. That's their function. It's a form of rule of the secret government, the parallel government, that's outside of democratic input. And when people think that the British Empire gave democracy to the people, that was the big con game. They set up these institutes and NGOs and the technocrats as well, like the Strongs, etc., to do the real work of real government. They were not going to give up their power over the people so easily, and they never did. So that's what you're seeing today, the manifestation of the same organization. And people are accepting the fact, they're accepting there's no real democracy, they're accepting they should be ruled by their betters, and that was always the intention.
Would I be correct in saying then that the aristocracy, black nobility, et cetera, they funnel their money into these...
Yes.
These foundations?
There's no doubt. In fact, it's part of the wills that they put down. When they're brought up to be multi-billionaires, right, you must sign over a good part, most of your will, to those institutes and organizations that made you what you are.
I see. Okay. Question. If Zionism, with an S, is the real force behind the setting up of Israel, why is it that Churchill, Roosevelt, and Truman needed the political and financial support of the Zionists with a Z or Z?
Well, again, the money boys, and I think it's best explained by H.G. Wells when he talked about the necessity to bring the big bankers and the Jewish bankers, he said, into the fold, who will come through into the New Age. To get them on board, he actually classified them as more evolved than others, and that excluded all the lower class Jews. He's talking about the aristocracy, and they also wanted to bring in. See, if Britain had gone in and kept a hold of the Palestine area, they would never have got. They could never have pulled it off for too long. They would have world condemnation. So the trick of putting a people in there and saying we're back home again. It really does, even today, it still confounds people, this whole plot of bringing in people who literally most of them, including the professors in Tel Aviv have said this, most of them in present-day Israel have no genetic roots to that area whatsoever, because most of them came from the Khazarian Empire, from Russia and Poland and so on, and they have no genetic history going back to that area. They adopted Judaism a long, long time ago by order of their king.
I read Controversy, and I'm waiting for Age of Faith right now.
Yes, and what they did too, I mean, they set up an Ulster, and that's the words of the Lieutenant Governor General that Britain put in there.
Ronald Storrs.
And he said we're creating an Ulster,
right,
which meant a place for dissension forever as warring factions would fight over religion,
right,
etc. So it was intentional. They set up a place in there as an outpost.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. And from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.